Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables, who come to you each and every week to discuss truth, justice, and the American way. Richard, how are you this afternoon?
Fine, just getting through a pretty good thunderstorm up here, but we seem to have survived it for now.
Well, so Jeffrey Epstein, just 2 days before he allegedly committed suicide, signed his last will and testament. And now, if that doesn't tell you something, if you're in the, like, he's potentially a risk for suicide, I don't know what does.
Yeah. I'm surprised that he didn't have one made up already, though.
Well, he may have. This is just, renewing it or changing it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing, Dick. In his autopsy, it said that he had 3 broken bones in his neck. It is an opioid, but it's, begins with an O, whatever that is. And then the ones on each side of it. And they say that is between 84 and 99% more indicative of murder than hanging. Now,
choked to death.
Then, yes, that he was, yes, strangled.
Yeah.
So, there's just too many things. And I don't know that I have, since this is like somewhere between 35 and 40 people that have committed suicide where they had stuff on the Clintons, that alone makes you wonder that he did it after, allegedly trying it before, where he said that there were people trying to kill him. That there were both guards were asleep. That there were no cameras. That he is the highest profile guy in the justice system now, with El Chapo a close second. And that there's only been two suicides in that facility ever, and it's been around for 80 years. That's just and he had stuff on the Clinton. That's a lot.
Way too many circumstances. Way too many just rings of Clintonism, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
A lot of people got paid off on that one.
Well, there's a lot of money. I mean, his will said he was worth something like $780 million. You pay off a lot of people with with $580 million.
Yeah.
And you know what their I think that they're going to find that. If you remember my last Moon Series book, we went into what we called spirit cooking, and that was, essentially, satanic ritual murders and even cannibalism and stuff like that. I think that Epstein was really into some dark things. Of course, it doesn't get much more dark than sex trafficking underage girls and a bunch of them go missing. I don't
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's about as just amazing. But I don't blame Attorney General Barr for being furious. Now, here's one thing that I did think about this, and we aren't going to talk about this for long, but, I mean, you know, it's head of the news. We've got to talk about it. It seems like and this is just kind of way out there wondering, because he had something also on Prince Andrew, Fergie's ex-husband, the Duke of York, there's a possibility that MI6 has to do with this. And from what I understand, there are people even that think that Epstein was also an agent for the Mossad in Israel, and that Monica Lewinsky was not seduced by Bill Clinton, but she went in there and she did it herself. All here's something else I didn't know. Epstein had something to do with their, you know, with them getting together. I mean, it's, the whole thing is just dark, evil, devious, deceptive. You never know what's, and we can discuss this till we're blue in the face. We may be completely off track here. It may be that we know nothing. Like the guy in Hogan's Heroes, I know nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, and my other thought, just my, you know, this is kind of, we'll wind it up here, but Attorney General Barr, by saying that they were also going to have the Inspector General Horowitz investigate this, in addition to the FBI, makes me wonder if Barr doesn't trust the FBI's investigation, and that's why he's doubling up on it.
I think there's a little Clinton, a little more Clintonism in it. Yeah. Everything. You're right. We may not know anything, but there's an awful lot of stuff that points back. I mean, why would they have a picture of Clinton in a dress and high heels in his place? I mean, it's just some really, really strange stuff going on with this.
Well, one of the people that's a Facebook friend of mine, you know, when I put that picture up there, I got a private message, and it said, "Jack, I don't want anybody to know this, but I have a son who worked for Epstein for a while, and that painting has been in that location for several years. Everybody that walked into Epstein's 27-story, you know, townhouse there, you know, in Manhattan, they could not miss it. Everybody would see it. It was, you know, essentially kind of in the, you know, right off the Great Hall or whatever. But that it was a blue dress like Monica's, and also that he had on red shoes, which says pedophilia and stuff. I mean, numerous people sent me things saying, you know, that this symbolizes this and that, and that I didn't really know. And you know, and I guess in a one sense, I'm glad to know because it informs you. But on the other, it's like, I could have lived my whole life and not known about that kind of perversion. And it is perverse. Perverse. Depraved. There's nothing about this that's normal. And that you have the royal family and America's royal family, you know, the presidency, you know, if we have royal family of our own, it's definitely the president. But this brings me to our, you know, to our next topic here that I want to talk about. And that is the New York Times decision to abandon the Russia collusion thing because it failed. Instead, they are turning their complete attention to reframing American history, which is revisionist history. We'll call it reframing for right now. To say that America never was great, that everything that we have and have done is all founded on slavery and a flawed sense of who we are as a nation. It is their goal to repudiate making America great again or keeping America great with a new twist on American history that says we are fundamentally flawed and we need to dismantle everything. We need to have the end of the United States of America, according to the New York Times, the most powerful and influential paper in America. And it was leaked out that this was their purpose. Here's what they're saying, Dick. We would rather destroy the whole damn country than have Trump as president. They don't care who they hurt, what it destroys, what the repercussions are, how this will affect an entire generation of people who will come to believe falsehood rather than truth. It's all worth it to get Trump out. And they really, number one, they believe this. And number two, they think the American people are going to resonate with what they're saying and support the message that America is worthless and that we can't make America great again because it was never great to begin with. This is the message that's going forward from the New York Times, and it will be picked up by MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, The Washington Post, the LA Times, the Seattle whatever, the Baltimore Sun-Times, the Chicago Tribune, not the New York Post, but it'll be picked up by the Atlanta Journal and Constitution and the Boston Globe.
Yeah.
The New Yorker magazine, Time magazine, any and everything that is that hates patriotism and our nation. And you and I, it isn't just that we're deplorables anymore. That was last time. Now, and we aren't just racist. We aren't just racist anymore because that's passé. I mean, you can only call somebody a racist 1,000 times and 1,001. It's like, so what else is new?
Yeah.
Now we are white supremacists. In my whole life, I don't believe I've ever and I have lived in Georgia most of my life. I have never known a white supremacist. Not one. Not one. Not ever. I mean, yeah, I've seen Bubba with a Confederate flag and a shotgun on the back of his truck and everything like that. And, you know, and they're not the nicest of guys, and you know, you want to run if they're playing a banjo. But white supremacists, and they keep talking about, you know, the Ku Klux Klan. You know how many people are left in the Ku Klux Klan? I bet there aren't 200 people that are members of the Ku Klux Klan throughout America anymore. And they're all crazy, and the FBI's got files on them, and half the people that are probably in the Ku Klux Klan are FBI agents seeing what's going on. I think it's just crazy. It isn't true. I'm supposed to be ashamed because I'm white. I'm supposed to be ashamed because I love my country. I'm supposed to be ashamed because I'm a man. I'm supposed to be ashamed because I'm smart and articulate and well-educated. I'm supposed to be ashamed because, you know, I'm older. All of those things are, you know, to be held against you and me. Because the squad and other leftists, and they're so far left now that Barack Obama is a moderate. We sat here on this program for 8 years talking about how poorly he was governing the United States and the things that he was doing to undermine patriotism, the economy, that he was willing to give away the wealth of America to anybody else in the world because we needed to be taken down a peg or two. And we called him out on it 50 times a year for 8 years. That's 400 times. And now he's the middle of the roader. That's how far left these fools have gone. They are insane. And if they think the American people are going to fall for this, I think that they're crazy. You know, you talk for a while. I mean, I've just said as much as I want to say about this for right this minute.
Well, before you get off of it, didn't I hear that Obama doesn't want Joe Biden to run now at all because Joe is going to ruin his legacy? And I'm trying to say, what supposedly is his legacy? I mean, what does he think he did that he deserves to have any kind of a positive legacy? I don't get it. I really don't. Look where this country is now, that we have these two Muslim women decrying that Israel, the things that they've done wrong, this and that, and this country is listening to these two people. It goes beyond me. I don't know. I don't understand where people have this kind of train of thought that anybody would actually be listening to these. It's two, for the most part, it's the two women, but there's four of them.
Yeah.
I noticed that Cortez is kind of keeping her nose out of this because she doesn't want to, I don't think she wants anything to do with the Israel fight at all. And I don't know. I digress. I was just listening to all of that and saying, oh, my God, what the hell is going on in this world? What's going on with the police? You know, the people, you know, they were trying to stop this guy from killing people in Philadelphia, and the crowd is harassing the cops. Are you kidding me?
And six cops are shot. Six cops are shot.
Yeah.
And this trash. I mean, Dick, this is beyond me. And, you know, the desire to hate law enforcement is so profound on the left that chaos and anarchy are what is coming from it. And it is chaos and anarchy. If people are shooting at policemen, and could you imagine if you were in a situation, someone was shooting at a policeman, and you're throwing something at the cops while they're doing it? This is, those people, you know what, I would not have blamed the police if they turned around and started shooting back at those people. This is terrible. Terrible.
Or say, you know what? The thing that gets me is if something happened to them or their family, who do they call? Of course they call the police. So one day I want to throw a rocket, and the next day I need you to help me and my family. It just, it's beyond me. I just, you know, I sit back and say, you know, it's gone way too far. The pendulum has swung way too far in the wrong direction. And like you say, for the New York Times, you may say it's the, you know, the premier newspaper, but you want to know something? How many people actually read the New York Times anymore? It's like the Boston Globe. You know, I mean, do you want a daily paper now? In Boston is like $3, and the Sunday paper, I believe, is like $6. I mean, talk about the poor not being able to even read the newspaper. Who's going to pay $6 for a newspaper? It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, if you could get accurate stuff in it, it might be worth it. But I don't see that you're getting accurate things in these. And it even it is amazing to me. Now the New York Times still is the most important. It leads the left wing, the progressive news. So it is important for that reason, because CNN takes its lead from them. In MSNBC, CNBC, NBC, CBS, you know, CNN, all of them. They all take their lead from the New York Times. And, you know, all, not quite as much, but still somewhat the Washington Post, too. Those are the two biggies. But the irresponsibility of this editorial team, and just by the way, what is the role of journalism? It's to report the news. You can have an editorial page and give your opinion. They've done that since the Revolutionary War. But to make the news slanted so that you are doing so to undermine most successful president that we've had, certainly since Reagan, and maybe even including Reagan, all the way back to, you know, who knows who, Eisenhower, or maybe even FDR when, you know, during World War II. But I'm very... It isn't even so much offended by what they're doing, is that it scares the living daylights out of me, because it puts people's minds, they're trying to influence the mind of people. They're not trying to give them the news for them to, you know, I report, you decide. It's, I'm going to give you a perspective that is going to change who you are fundamentally and make you hate being an American.
Well, what about
that's what they're doing.
See, is that the late night host or comedian or whatever?
Bill Maher.
Saying, yeah, that this country needs to have a recession in order to get rid of Trump. I mean, are you kidding me? And the thing that gets me is the audience applauds this. So you want to put people out of work and you want to put the country into recession and say, well, because it was Trump's fault. I mean, if that's what this is coming to, and then you know what? This country has kind of gone a long way down, and I give our friend Obama a lot of credit for a lot of this too.
I think the more appropriate word is blame. But I agree with you. In all of my years, I've never seen anything like what's going on now. I mean, at this time 3 years ago, we were for Ted Cruz. Or at least I was. I mean, you were kind of like, you liked him and Marco and a couple of others, but we weren't for Trump. And, you know, it wasn't until, you know, Trump really kind of came out of the gate and overwhelmed a lot of these other candidates, that it was kind of like, well, you know, he can win. And then it was, okay, well, you know, he says all these crazy things. Can we stick with him? And then, and that's when, you know, I wrote that Creating Trump Nation, because there were people who said, how could anybody do this? And I put up the rationale for why we supported him.
Yeah.
And now it's because I liked what he said he would do. Now,
yeah.
I'm supporting him because of what he has done. He has done what he has promised to do. Or most as much as he can. You know, I mean, he promised the wall, and he's done some of it. Hasn't been able to deliver the whole thing, but it isn't for lack of trying. You know, he promised that he would make, you know, that he would have judges that were faithful to the Constitution. He's done that in spades. He promised that he'd turn the economy around. He's definitely done that. He promised the tax cut. He's done that. He promised to make the military strong again. And boy, he has done that better than anybody. And I mean, they're just, our enemies fear us, and our allies trust us. You don't need to guess about what Trump's going to do. He tells you what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And you know, and if you don't like it, he'll tell you
he
to kick your ass, kiss his ass. Yeah. You know, I like this.
Yeah.
Yes. I like this. And he has not backed down one iota. He gets up there in these rallies. You know, I got to tell you real quick, because we're about running out of time. In New Hampshire, the place held 12,000 people, and there were another 12,000 outside. When Sleepy Joe had his rally at the same time, there were 50 people there. 50. All right,
yeah.
Listen, we have less than a minute, so tell me anything that you want to put in here right now, because we're ready for a little of your comments. What do you got?
No, I'm sorry the Red Sox have fallen apart, but the Patriots, I think, are going to look pretty good this year for us New England Patriots fans, and well, it's still, I'm looking forward to fall. I'm kind of tired of all the summer here. It's been
I agree with you completely. And the dogs are going to be pretty good this year. Anyway, we got to go. God love you. God bless y'all. And we will talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.